If you're trying to build a Facebook business page, here are 15 things you must know to get real results. And the first thing is, don't confuse business pages with personal profiles. If you create a personal profile for your brand instead of a Facebook business page, you're going to miss out on content creation tools, analytics, and paid promotional opportunities. Worse yet, people will have to send you a friend request before they can engage with you and your brand. Number two, don't create a professional profile associated with your business. Let's say you have a personal profile on Facebook and you want a second profile for professional reasons. This goes against Facebook's terms of service and you could actually get in trouble for this. Number three, choose a friendly, engaging cover photo. This cover photo takes up most of the room above the fold on your page, so you'll want a high-quality image that attracts and holds your visitors' attention. You might consider hiring a professional to create this image for you. Keep words in the image brief and to the point. Faces work well at holding attention, and bright colors can be very good as well. Number four, use a profile picture that's easy to recognize. It could be your logo or your headshot if you're the face of your company. Being recognizable is important in getting found and getting liked. So choose your picture carefully and then use that same photo consistently across all your other social media platforms. Number five, fill out your about section. This isn't visible anymore when visitors arrive on your page, yet it's still one of the most clicked on items when they want more information about your business. So putting your general description, your company information, your story, or whatever fits for your business. Number six, add a call to action button. This is a great way to drive traffic to your website and build your list. Your call to action button might be to have your visitors watch a video, to sign up to your list, or so forth. Number seven, post often, but not too often. If you don't post for months at a time, then your business does not look professional. Heck, you don't even appear to be in business anymore. But if you post nonstop, you'll likely annoy people. It's a matter of finding that happy medium, and that can vary from one business to another. Number eight, if you have the time to respond, then let fans message you privately. It's an awesome idea to let your customers and fans send you private messages, and this can result in better customer service, fewer complaints made publicly, and even more sales. But if you don't have the time to respond to those private messages, then it might not be best to enable it at all, because then people will think you're ignoring them. Number nine, monitor your page and respond to comments promptly. You can monitor and respond to comments using the Notifications tab at the top of your page. Number 10, pin important posts to the top of your page. As you post, older posts get pushed down and buried, but there are times when you want a post to remain at the top even after you've published new posts. You can pin one post at a time and use those to promote events, offers, and announcements. Number 11, post visual content in your timeline. Photos and videos are up to 40 times more likely to get shared on social media, so take advantage of this fact and share lots of visual content. Number 12, consider using live video. People typically spend more than three times the time watching Facebook live video than they do watching a recorded video. Number 13, use Facebook's targeting tools. You can target certain audiences with tailor-made updates. You can segment by age or gender or relationship or location and so forth, and then send highly targeted messages to those groups for a greater response. Number 14, promote your page a lot. Create an ad to promote your page, choose your target audience, and choose your budget, and make sure that your ad is directly targeted to your ideal customer and test. And finally, number 15, measure your success. Dig into your page's insights to track Facebook-specific engagement metrics. Analyze and adjust as needed. It might all sound complicated, but you'll quickly get the hang of everything here. And for more information on creating a Facebook page, you can visit facebook.com/business/products/pages.